John chapter 13. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he was to depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own that were in the world, he loved them until the end. And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and went to God, he got up from supper and laid aside his garments and took a towel and wrapped it around himself. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel. Then he came to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered him, "What I do you don't know now, but you'll know later." Peter said to him, "You'll never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I don't wash them, you have no part with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "He that is washed only needs his feet washed, but is every bit clean. And you are clean, but not all." For he knew who would betray him. That's why he said, "You are not all clean." So after he had washed their feet, and had taken his garments and sat down again, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me Master and Lord, and you're right, because I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash each other's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Truly, truly, I say to you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, nor is he that is sent greater than the one who sent him. If you know these things, happy are you if you do them. I'm not talking about you all. I know whom I have chosen. But so that the scripture will be fulfilled, he that eats bread with me has lifted up his heel against me. Now I tell you before it happens, so that, when it has happened, you'll believe that I am he. Truly, truly, I say to you, he that receives whomever I send receives me, and he that receives me receives him that sent me." When Jesus had said that, he was troubled in spirit, and testified and said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, one of you will betray me." Then the disciples looked at each other, wondering whom he meant. Now one of his disciples was leaning on Jesus' chest, whom Jesus loved. Simon Peter therefore beckoned to him, that he should ask who it was about whom he spoke. He then, lying on Jesus' chest, said to him, "Lord, who is it?" Jesus answered, "He it is to whom I shall give a sop when I have dipped it." And when he had dipped the sop, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. And after the sop, Satan entered into him. Then Jesus said to him, "What you do, do quickly." Now no man at the table knew why he said that to him. For some of them thought, because Judas had the purse, that Jesus had said to him, "Buy the things that we need for the feast," or that he should give something to the poor. He then, having received the sop, went immediately out, and it was night. Therefore, when he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man is glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God shall also glorify him in himself, and shall immediately glorify him. Little children, I am with you yet a little while. You'll seek me, and as I said to the Jews, where I go you can't come, so now I say to you. A new commandment I give you, that you love each other as I have loved you, that you also love each other. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love for each other." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, "Where are you going?" Jesus answered him, "Where I am going, you can't follow me now, but you'll follow me afterward." Peter said to him, "Lord, why can't I follow you now? I will lay down my life for your sake." Jesus answered him, "Will you lay down your life for my sake? Truly, truly, I say to you, the rooster won't crow until you have denied me three times."